Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So there, let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He grew up watching number 29 and number 31. He's Brian Anderson, former Indians pitcher. Now, color analyst for the Tampa Bay Rays. Hello, BA. How are you, bud?
Hey.
Hey, I'm doing okay. I was telling Meredith, I made a wrong turn, went over a 9 mile bridge, realizing, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? I got to drive over the Howard Franklin Bridge, and then I got to turn around and drive back over the other way to get where I need to go. The problem is the other side of the Howard Franklin Bridge is a parking lot. So I'm going to be way late. But regardless of all that, 29 and 31, Minifield Dixon, those were my guys, man. Those
he
were
just gave it away.
Guys. Yeah. Oh, I did?
I gave it away because BA knew exactly
who I was talking about. 29 and 31. Come on. Those were the dudes. They were the OG dogs. And so, I remember going up in Ashtabula. They made an appearance out there, and I had a poster that I got signed by both of them.
That's fabulous.
So, yeah. And you know what? Here's the funny thing. When I played for Cleveland the second time, when I played for the Indians the second go-round in 2003, I was number 31.
I thought you were. Yeah.
Was that on purpose or no?
Always totally on purpose. There were other times in my career that I attempted to get 29 because of the two. Dixon, I loved them both, but Dixon would have been 1A, Minifield 1B. Could never get 29. It never worked out on the teams that I was on that I went for that number. But, like, when I went to Kansas City, when I got traded to Kansas City from Cleveland, my first game I wore number 27. They gave me 27. When I got done with that game, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not as huge a fan of 27. You know, what else? What are my other options? So they showed me my other options. And this will be real easy for everybody. I went with 19.
We got that one. We got that one figured out.
Yes, sir. And by the way, boys, I put in an order the other day, and Andy, you know about this, but it came in last week. But
I'm going to show Jeff, and maybe if you can, I'll put it back out on our Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah.
Is that great or what?
Yeah, well, tell everybody what you're talking about.
Well, I ordered and it was not cheap, but I don't care. It's one of the coolest things ever. I ordered a real Rydell, the Browns helmet, the white one, the white helmet they wore last year in their those whiteout uniforms. And let me tell you something: it is sharp and it fits perfectly.
Where are you gonna wear that thing?
Stop. Now, the helmet is awesome, and I think it's cool. You need to tell us the other thing that you bought that Browns fans will absolutely just be drooling over when they see this.
Okay, well, so here's the thing, boys. This is kind of crazy. My roommate from college at Wright State lives in Cincinnati. He's been a WWE fan forever. I was a WWE fan for a couple of years. Randy, Macho Man, Savage, those years.
Yeah,
and really never have followed it since. So Royal Rumble was at Tropicana Field. My buddy flies down with his son, and he's going to go to Royal Rumble. And I don't know the first thing about anybody. And I haven't paid attention in 25, 30 years. So he comes down. He tells me a little bit about it. Oh, that's great. I drive him down to Raymond James Stadium where they have a pop-up shop in the gift shop at Raymond James Stadium for all the WWE merchandise. They buy some stuff. He tells me a little bit more. I'm looking around, whatever. So I drop him off at the event at Tropicana Field. I go home, and it's on Peacock, and I have Peacock. So I said, you know what, I'll flip by because there was nothing on that night and just see what you are watching. Well, let's just say that I got sucked in a little bit, okay? I got sucked in a little bit. When he came back, I had him explain a couple of things to me. Oh, that's pretty interesting. That's pretty interesting. And let's just say since then, and my little ones, Baker and Harper, have way gotten into it. So when they're with me at the house, Monday Night Raw, and guess what? Tonight, Friday Night SmackDown is must-see TV. It's become a huge deal. And all of that to say, to rip that story that I just took you off into the weeds with,
yes,
back around, I ordered myself from the WWE shop, and I'm telling you, this baby weighs about 10 pounds. It's legit. I got myself a Cleveland Browns championship belt, and it is awesome. I mean, you put it up in the office on the wall, and I'm telling you, it's heavy. It's a legit championship belt. I mean, it is no knockoff. I mean, it's got real thick, you know, gold-plated metal on it, and it's the design is awesome. And I know they've got all the teams, but yeah, I ordered myself a WWE Cleveland Brown championship belt. It's pretty sweet.
Are you good with me retweeting your picture of you wearing the belt?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Oh, if you say no, I won't do it.
I can care less.
Okay.
I can care less. Because the belt's cool.
Brian Anderson joining us. If a Major League Baseball season opens in Korea a week before everybody else opens, and you're not a Padre or a Dodger fan, do you know that the Major League season opened?
This is the old the tree falling in the forest.
Correct.
Deal. I mean, it is. I can't stand it. I understand why they do it, because there's really no other time that you could. You couldn't play a two-game series in Korea in the middle of the season because there wouldn't be enough off days to give the guys when they get back. So I understand why they have to do it, but I don't understand it. I can't stand it. It's not opening day. The simple fact that these teams are going over there, and I've got air quotes going right now because I'm stuck in traffic. I don't need to have my hands in 10 and 2. So I'm giving you air quotes that they're going over there to play two games that count, and then they're going to fly back to the States and play more spring training games. That, to me, is awful. Absolutely awful. They've got more exhibition games coming up while they sit on a 1-1 record for the next week. It's awful. That's not opening day. That's your, you know, shiny little coin over here. Opening day is the 28th.
At what point, where, if you're in spring training right now, I mean, where should your pitchers be at right now? Because we're still looking at the Guardians rotation, trying to figure out some things. And, you know, how close should you be when we're, 2 weeks away from being ready? Like, where should your starters be?
You're less than a week away.
Well, yes. Okay. So, Tristan McKenzie pitched yesterday. He got a little bit of work in. We always talk about ramping these guys up. Where should they be?
Seriously, at this point,
yeah,
you should be done with the ramp up. And then your final tune-up start for the season, you go, you know, 3 or 4 innings, and maybe you go down and throw the last inning down in the pen, you know, a simulated inning. But you should be ramped up. If you're healthy and raring to go, you've already had your 6-inning outing. Or you should have. Maybe nowadays, because these pitchers don't go as deep, your 5-inning outing, regardless, you should be ramped up. And, you know, we did this, and this was a terrible break for me. But when I had finished ramping up with Cleveland, when we were coming out of Winter Haven, my first go-around, with them, I was done. I was ramped up. I was going to be going to AAA, but on the way back to Cleveland, we stopped in Atlanta to play the Braves. And so I'm going to start that game. And so they said, hey, you're going to go 4 innings, you know, provided you get the outs. I mean, maybe you don't if you leave the ball over the middle all afternoon. That's not going to work out so well for you. But the plan is you go 4, And then in the fifth inning, when our guy comes out to pitch the fifth, you'll be in the bullpen and throw a 15, 17 pitch simulated inning for five innings, and then that's it. Then you're going to go to Buffalo. And so I throw my four innings, actually got a base hit off John Smoltz in that game, which is sweet.
Nice.
Still have the bat. Yeah, yeah. In fact, that was my first ever big league hit. Didn't count, but that was my first ever hit in the big leagues. But anyway, all that to say, so I throw my four innings. I go out in the bullpen for my fifth, and I throw a simulated inning, and, you know, I want to finish with a strong sequence. So I tell the catcher, two more. The next pitch, I pull a groin.
Yeah.
Oh,
dude, the worst. I'm going to tell you what, when you pull a groin as a pitcher and it's sudden and it yanks on you, it is not a great feeling. I went through my motion, and when I had landed, it still felt like my left foot was attached to the rubber. It was such a sharp, awful pain. And, on my last couple of pitches, and so I ended up, you know, starting on the DL up in Buffalo.
That's not what you're looking for. We're still trying to figure out a couple of things here with the Guardians, BA. And, you know, do they have a starting shortstop? Well, they're going to put somebody there. We're not sure who it is. As a pitcher, can you worry about such things? I mean, the shortstop and center fielder and catcher are the keys to your defense. Can you worry about who the shortstop is, or are you just going to trust whoever they put out there and think he's going to do the job?
If you're going to worry about your shortstop, I will give you this. You're going to have consistently short outings. I mean, if your focus isn't on the dude that's digging in the box and it's scattered elsewhere, you are not going to perform up to your standards, whatever those standards may be. So, you know, there are times, and trust me, I used to get them, you know, on the teams that I played on, you know, they would, you know, Randy Johnson, Kurt Schilling, bop, 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 they're getting the A-team every single start they make. And then when I follow them, I get some B-guys. And you notice it, but you have to trust them. Bottom line, they have to trust you. And so you just go out there and you take care of your own business. If they're not getting the job done, that'll be dealt with. No question about it. But you cannot worry about that. If you are and your mind is divided and you're thinking about your defense, then it's not 100% focused on that hitter and that strike zone, and that's going to lead to bad things.
BA, next time we talk to you, they'll play actual games, and we'll have actually played real Major League games in our country. So there we go. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. And, hey, listen, just to let you all know, I'm at 59 miles per hour right now. So we're through.
Hey,
congratulations.
Yep.
We're happy for
Thanks,
you.
Guys.
Thanks, BA.
Guys.
Brian Anderson
right,
joining us. I'm the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Menigan.
Little bit of news, courtesy of our friend Mandy Bell. The Guardians have informed the following players they have made the opening day roster. So get your pen and paper ready.
Okay.
Gabriel Arias, Brian Rocchio, David Fry, Tyler Freeman, Carlos Carrasco, Tyler Beattie, outfield and bullpen left to sort out, Anthony Gose and Daniel Schneidman have been reassigned to minor league camp. So that list, once again.
Yeah.
Gabriel Arias, Brian Rocchio, David Fry, Tyler Freeman, Carlos Carrasco, Tyler Beattie.
How does that all fit? We'll talk about it next on Baskin and Phelps. This segment is sponsored by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free, plus pay nothing with no interest for two full years. Call 866-90-NATION, 866-90-NATION, or windownation.com. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner is Andy Baskin. We are at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Why? Because it's a legacy unleashed. The exhibit celebrating the orange and brown, and all 18 members of the Cleveland Browns who are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, their busts have been removed from the main gallery, and they are staring at us.
They're looking into your eyes.
They really are.
They're clashing.
You know,
a
couple of them are like tilted in such a way, just the way the bust was created, that they're staring right at you. Bill Willis, Leroy Kelly.
I'm going to be honest. Ozzie's a little undersized. I think Ozzie's could have been a little bigger.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Max Speedy's is too, though. Although Mac had great hair there. No?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you want end of your career, Jeff Phelps, or beginning of your career, Jeff Phelps?
If I want prime of my career.
Yeah.
I didn't have hair either way, so it didn't really matter.
That's end of Joe Thomas' career bust, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the beard, right. the hair.
Mandy Bell reporting. Guys who have been told that they're making the team for the Cleveland Guardians.
Okay.
Gabe Arias.
Expected.
Brian Rocchio.
Okay.
That means both shortstop possibilities make the team.
Okay.
Tyler Freeman, who can play shortstop, making the team, but has done a lot in the outfield. David Fry, making the team. Carlos Carrasco and Tyler Beede making the team. Neither guy on the 40-man right now. But you can put a couple of guys, Daniel Espino and Trevor Stephan, on the 60-day DL so that that'll clear up a couple of roster spots. That'll clear a spot for
you. You have to go to the 60 to be on the roster?
I do believe that's the case.
Okay.
That's the case, yeah. So what does this mean? We don't know who the starting shortstop is, and then she said outfield to be figured out later.
Hmm. And DH? De Los Santos was the first thing I thought of when we were hearing roster. And
well,
then,
he hasn't been told that he's on the team.
But he hasn't been told he isn't on the team.
That sounds like correct, yes.
So we should find that out. If she says we'll find that out later, then we'll find that out later, I guess.
Okay.
What do you think? Do you think they let him go? That he goes back to Arizona?
I don't. I wonder if they have a good feel for whether or not if they have a good feel if Arizona would want him back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they wanted to give him every opportunity. So, I mean, why wouldn't you? But you got to hold him for the whole season. So
yeah, I know.
You know, that's the key.
And he's a position player, Andy. This would almost make me think with Arias and Rocchio and Freeman, those are three guys who can play the spots where he could play. You know, I mean, he could play third, but Jose's going to play there. And then you're figuring out the outfield. Okay, well, Laureano's on the 40-man, which is kind of interesting. Floreal is on the 40-man, as is Will Brennan and De Los Santos. There's still some figuring out to do. And are you going to – and I'm kind of okay with this. You're going to let Arias and Rocchio platoon at shortstop a little bit? I mean, you're not going to bring them both up and then not play one of them, are you? I would think you'd want them both to get at bats.
I can't disagree with it. Why would you keep both those if you weren't going to platoon the spot?
I don't know.
That seems like a the way it's laid out, unless there's some other kind of move coming in, I don't know.
It's interesting. I would – I don't know. My gut tells me just pay attention to the outfield because maybe something more is going to happen here. I personally would love to see Floreal get some at-bats. Let's see what he can do. You know, you kind of got an idea about Laureano. The Yankees moved on from Floreal because they've got a ton of guys out there. Maybe they moved on from him because they don't think he can play. I think that's fair to ask, don't you?
Right.
But, and I'd sure like to see if he can play.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I still think that there are some young guys that I want to see up here sooner than later. But I know that, you know, we sit and we talk about them, and we spent 2 days talking about it. And it's just not going to happen right now unless you see some kind of injury happen in this last week before.
Does it matter to you if it's Carrasco or Beede who is the fifth starter in for Gavin Williams if and when they need a fifth starter?
Carrasco's got experience, and he could probably maybe handle the up and down. You know, so he threw yesterday. I wonder if that was the difference, the fact that he was able to hop out there yesterday and solidify the fact that, hey, we want to keep you and we're going to put you on the roster. And because that, I mean, that's a decision too, because now you got to put him on the 40 man.
I'm all for Carlos Carrasco getting an opportunity.
I think the fans will be too. You know, I think it'll be.
Well, but
you can't do it because of the fans.
Right.
I understand that.
Even more than that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
He obviously has dealt with some serious health issues.
Yeah. But
2 years ago, he won 15 games.
Right.
You know, he loved it here. You can be sure if he's, you know, excited to pitch anywhere, it would be here. I think that's an opportunity to maybe, okay, let's see where this goes, right?
I know Dan's totally busy, but I really want to hear his take on, especially the De Los Santos things, because I just don't, is he going to be on the roster? Is he not going to be on the roster? And I just think that decision is so hard, because it's not like you can just say, okay, well, we're going to leave him up for a month, and then if we get the chance, we're going to send him back. If you got to play him the whole season.
You can't send him down.
Unless
you've got to offer him back.
Yeah, unless they don't want him back.
Right, which is possible.
Right, and then it's what? That's 100,000 versus 50,000.
Yeah. Or they could do this, you know. No, we want him back. But you can keep him if you send us this guy.
Right.
You know.
But I wonder if you actually after on paper send him back and then make a trade and then, you know.
I don't know.
For whatever that's worth.
Yeah, I don't know how the technical aspects of that work. But so if Arias and Roque are both on the team, Andy, did they avoid a decision? Or are they doing what they think is best for the long-term health of the ball club and of both players in putting two young shortstops on the team? Arias can play the outfield. You know, as we've mentioned before, he's been listed, and he's not now, by the way, but at the start of training camp, he was listed as an outfielder on the 40-man roster. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. And we had talked about that in the offseason, too,
yeah.
And pretty much with everybody that we had brought on board. I'm trying to look at the depth chart and trying to make, you know, maneuver my way from what we're thinking and what's going to happen. So, but if he does have the option to go out in the outfield and they can use him out there, maybe that's what they're thinking. And when they talk, I don't think they are, but.
I don't think they are either. I think you're going to let him play shortstop when he's out there. And he also has such a big arm, you know, where else is he going to play? He played some first base. Maybe he could play some first base for you. Manzardo's not up. You know, do you make him an all-around utility guy, but try and get him regular at-bats? You know, with Manzardo not here right now, between DH and with Naylor playing DH and first base, when Josh isn't at first, maybe Arias plays there. Maybe Roqueo plays. You know, Arias has a terrible track record against left-handed pitching, which is weird because he's a right-hander. You know, you're supposed to be better from that side, but who knows? It's question question.
You know,
we wanted answers and we're not getting them.
Well, I think sometimes too that I think we find ourselves in funny situations, and I know you and I like to lean back on things that have happened to the ball club, you know, throughout history. And I'll never forget. Remember when they brought Juan Gonzalez back?
Yep.
And everyone was like, why didn't they bring Grady Sizemore?
Pulled Hammy first time down the line.
First time, and then like one game later, Grady Sizemore's up, and then they had the chance to use him at that point. So I find it like this week, next week, the first couple weeks of the season, I don't ever feel like they really are. I still feel like they're testing the waters. And, you know, when we look at the weather and we talk about April and we talk about how slow bats, they can't have slow bats coming out of this, right? They've got to be better than last year when it comes to hitting the ball.
Can I be snarky?
Sure.
Do you expect them to not have slow bats?
No, I expect it. I expect no bats in April.
Do you expect bats this year?
Anything has got to be better than.
There's the snarky comment.
I don't know. They're 25 games back on second to last in home runs last year. Something has got to happen. How long can you sit there and be on the bottom like that? Someone's got to make a move and get a guy that can get the ball out of the ballpark or two.
You would think so. We'll find out. We're at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. A legacy unleashed. Exhibit celebrating the orange and brown. Those would be the Cleveland Browns. Rich DeRozier is the Chief Communications Officer of the Hall of Fame. He's going to join us momentarily right here on Baskin and Phelps. And in the 1 o'clock hour, stay tuned. Could have a couple of special guests. It's Baskin and Phelps at the Hall of Fame. Hey, it's Baskin and Phelps live at the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Why are we here? A legacy unleashed, an exhibit celebrating the orange and brown. That would be the Cleveland Browns. Great towels that are all made up here. The busts of every Browns Hall of Famer outside of the big display area. Sitting here staring at us, and then scaring the heck out of us, and we're intimidated as all get out. Gentleman who is the Chief Communications Officer right here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame is Rich DeRozier, and Rich is sitting across from us right now. Hello, Rich.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Sir Andy. Sir Andy and I had our moment last December with the Ohio High School.
Yes,
football, but that was special. This is even more.
I was big. You should see. He was like signing autographs afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
It was
kind of like that.
Yeah, it was just the fans were all over him cheering his name. Rich, Rich, Rich,
Rich, Rich, Rich. A legacy unleashed. Nice celebration of the Browns. It's not just about the Browns. You guys are doing this with every team in the league.
Well, this is team two. So if we do a couple a year. I will be long gone from the Pro Football Hall of Fame by the time we get through all 32 teams. You know, how did this come about?
I'm wondering.
Bunch of smart people got into a room, and then I came in, and they said, you know, we really want to highlight teams. You know, the one thing, if there is a, you know, if there is a criticism of the Hall, over the past couple of years, it's that it had lost a little bit of its flavor for highlighting teams. And all right, let's talk about that and what can we do to bring back. And we generated some ideas. And then the second question became, okay, who are we starting with? And Cleveland was a natural starting point. Two things happened. One, we wanted to be a little bit careful that it didn't seem provincial and just automatically go to the Browns first.
Which makes perfect sense.
Right.
And second of all, you know, when you had some folks in the room, they said, listen, historically, we cannot dismiss what 1974 meant to the Pittsburgh Steelers. It is the 50th anniversary of them winning the first of their six Super Bowls. Also, arguably, the greatest draft of all time, single-year draft of all time. The Steelers pulled four Hall of Famers in the draft, signed a fifth as a free agent, Donnie Schell. You know, for the context of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the history of the game, that seemed like the right place to start to, you know, to celebrate those five Hall of Famers and then all of the Steeler Hall of Famers and that 50th anniversary of their first Super Bowl. So we started with the Steelers. But announced in conjunction with that, we were coming right behind the Steelers with the Browns. And you know, quite honestly, you've got those two fan bases, you know, from this area. You've got that great rivalry, that rivalry that has existed, you know, since the Browns went into the NFL. And there's just so much crossover history between the Browns and Steelers. And when the AFL and NFL merged, it was the Browns and the Steelers. We can get into a nice conversation about whether Art Modell should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame or not. There's some, I know there's really strong feelings about that.
Oh, we found out this morning when we had a guy walk by here. And he said, you know who's not in here? And Jeff was talking about.
I was snarky because he was ready to go. And my answer was, Bob Irsay? It didn't seem to go over real well, Rich.
I will say this about Art. I certainly understand the you know, and really, one of the things that we're capturing with this exhibit is that really deep passion of the Browns fans. I mean, you know, I know Terry Pluto wrote one time you could put a Browns helmet, set a Browns helmet at the 50-yard line, and 50,000 people would show up to see if it did anything. I mean, that's how passionate that's how passionate Browns fans are. I mean, you look at these 18 busts, and there is a story for every one of these guys. You know, I'm looking over here, and Bill Willis looks like he's staring a hole.
I said the same
that's
thing.
What we said
through the three of us. If you go into the main gallery where many of the exhibit pieces are, you'll see a letter from, you know, William Willis to Paul Brown in 1945, where Bill Willis is letting Paul Brown know that he wants to get into coaching, and would Paul Brown write him a letter of recommendation? Because in Bill Willis's mind, there's no chance to play, right? Pro football was integrated from 1933, racially segregated from 1933 until 1946. And when Paul Brown launched the Browns in the AAFC, he helped reintegrate pro football. That letter from William Willis, which is on display, asking for a letter of recommendation, was followed up by a letter from Paul Brown to Bill Willis basically saying, yeah, I got another idea. He said, you know, hey, you got plenty of time to be a coach. I think you can still be a player, and here's an idea I have. I would like to have you on the Browns. So just, you know, those stories and that history is part of what we want fans to learn if they didn't know it before, or if they had heard a little bit about it, maybe learn a little bit more, but really understand the Browns are a foundational piece of the history of pro football and the NFL. And, you know, would every fan wish that Red Right 88 hadn't happened, or the fumble, or the drive, or, you know, to get that close and be disappointed that many times? It just sort of becomes part of our psyche as Browns fans. But when you peel that away and look a little bit deeper, there is so much to be excited about being a Browns fan, so much to be not only excited about but proud of. You know, this is an organization that won 8 titles overall, 7 in a 10-year period, dominated its league so much that the league basically disbanded because the Browns were too good. The league started losing money because the other franchises just couldn't compete, and so now the Browns get rolled up into the NFL and initially dominate the NFL as well.
So you could have said easily in the beginning, you know what, because the Browns were playing in the game last year, because it was the celebration of Joe Thomas, that we were looking at a 2-year celebration of the Browns here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because really, it does feel that way. And I think sometimes, and I don't know if we had a chance to talk about this before, but it's in our backyard, and sometimes I think people forget. And as I watch people walk by here wearing all kinds of different jerseys from different teams,
which is great to
see. It's a reminder of what a great way to come to Stark County and to be, you know, to see the Pro Football Hall of Fame and bring in outsiders. But yet, you know, for us here in Northeast Ohio, sometimes we forget. But I didn't forget. It's, you know, the second Joe was coming back, or the second that the display started, mm-hmm. I was like, yes, this is about us. This is about us.
Yeah, and how many? You know, there's a nice representation of sort of, I'll call it, kind of homegrown. You know, a lot of the historical figures with the Browns were homegrown or had some, you know, connection to this area, and you know, many of them stayed in this area, and not just the Hall of Famers, but the other legends who are coming and are going to be part of this exhibit's run. You know, that's really one of the more exciting aspects for us, is how enthusiastic the legends have been about being part of this. You know, We've got Dog Pound Weekend with Minifield, Dixon and Wright coming up, and Phil Dawson's going to be a part of that weekend as well. But then in another couple weeks, it's kind of Kick Returner Weekend, and Josh Cribbs and Eric Metcalf and Dino Hall and Ice Cube McNeil are all coming on the same weekend. And we talked to Dino Hall about, hey, let us know, which airport you might want to use, and we'll get you here. And he said, airport? He says, I'm driving. He says, He's in New Jersey. He says, I'm driving over, and I'm going to spend that 7 hours in the car just thinking of all the stories I want to be sure to share with the fans.
Cool.
How cool is that?
That's cool. Rich DeRozier is joining us. He's the Chief Communications Officer here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Rich, it seems as if this place has had, as if it needed it, a resurgence in the last couple of years. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium has been redone. The Hall of Fame Village is going in around the Hall of Fame, mm-hmm. and there's a buzz about the Hall of Fame, I think, that's been intensified in the last couple of years. Did you guys think you needed that? Did it need a push? The NFL couldn't be any more popular, which is a big part of it, but to me, this place is on fire.
I appreciate you saying that. I appreciate you noticing that. It definitely was. There's been a concerted effort to make this Hall of Fame the most special of any of the professional sports Hall of Fames, right? To reflect that the NFL is, without question, the most popular sport in this country. I mean, 207 million people watched some portion of the Super Bowl, whether they watched the game for the game or the halftime entertainment or the commercials, whatever was their motivation to tune in. Nearly two-thirds of this country spent at least a minute engaging with the Super Bowl. That's phenomenal. And 94 of the top 100 rated television programs last year was an NFL football game.
It's amazing.
It's hard to believe.
It is such a part of our culture now. Everybody's playing fantasy. I stopped playing fantasy because I would I couldn't put guys on my team that played for, that maybe wore a black and yellow jersey or a purple and yellow jersey.
And who has that same philosophy?
I'm not saying you guys are wrong.
Way.
I'm just saying you probably never won a fantasy.
It's very hard. Yes, it's very hard to root for somebody else.
I can't play fantasy because I just want to look. Listen, it's a little better now. Maybe I could jump back in, but I can only put like Browns and Bears and Eagles and one or two other teams guys on my fantasy roster. I can't do Steelers and Ravens and Bengals. I'm sorry. It
just, says the man who is the chief communications officer at the Hall of Fame.
Listen, we love all 32 teams here, but in our quiet moments at home, we have our favorites.
And that's all right. Rich, thank you for having us here today, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you.
Rich DeRozier, the chief communications officer here at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.